welcome to the podcast.
Oh, we're starting. Right.
This is Kelly. Are you nervous?
No.
I'm a little nervous.
Why?
I don't know.
Don't be.
I've never had a guest on the show.
Oh, okay. Well, I can see why that would make you nervous.
Also, we're in my house.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to know what we're going to talk about.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, first I'll introduce you.
Okay.
Everyone, meet Kelly Oxford. You are, would you say you're, I was wondering about this. Would you describe yourself as a writer or an author?
A writer.
What's the difference?
Because most of my I think I write more screenplay things than I do. I've only written two books and I've written more scripts.
But you're known for your books.
Yeah, I'm known for my books.
Which is your favorite book out of the two?
The second one.
Because?
I think that the writing itself is just better. Okay. I've been writing for so much longer when I wrote it.
And, but we don't want to talk about books. Do you have an opinion on golf culture?
Kind of. I don't know. Golf just seems like one of those things that's a little bit tough to get into depending on where you are socioeconomically.
Right.
You know, it's a bit of an elitist thing. It's like boating or horseback riding, you know, or equestrian. It's just one of those things where you have to have like a family member that's into it to get into it, or, you know, a mentor that gets you into it.
Right.
It's not something like soccer where there's just balls lying in the street and you can just play soccer.
Yeah.
You definitely have to have cash to play. So I think that the culture, to me, that's what I see the culture sort of as.
Right.
From my outsider viewpoint.
No, I mean, that's very accurate.
Yeah.
I think that's an interesting observation. And I guess, gosh, you know, that's so interesting because, like, I haven't thought about that in a while specifically, especially as being so real. Like, when you described that to me, it's like that was real. And I saw what you were saying. Like, me on a boat. Perfect hair.
Yeah.
Tan, but not in danger of getting skin cancer.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, everything's great.
Right.
My teeth were all of a sudden perfect.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, we had three golden retrievers.
Yeah.
And I had that same image of it prior to actually digging in.
Right.
You know, yeah, it's interesting because I think that keeps a lot of people away from it.
Right.
In not necessarily, you know, an accurate way. Like it's not
for sure.
Because I mean, are there other things in your life that you've perceived one way and then got inside?
Absolutely.
And, like what?
Even just moving to LA.
I was going to say that probably is like that. Cause you came
the biggest one
from Edmonton.
Yeah. From Calgary.
From Calgary.
Yeah.
5 years ago.
Yeah. Six.
Six. Had you ever been to LA prior?
Yes.
Okay.
A ton.
So you'd visited.
Yeah. I had a lot of friends here and came here a lot.
But your experience of moving here was, that was a bigger...
Yeah, it was much bigger. I mean, I had been working here for 3 years before I moved down here. So, and when I was a teenager, I would always fly down here because it was only a 3-hour flight and it was like cheap back in the 1800s or whenever I was a teenager.
Could you carry on your swords or...
You could carry on anything. I sat like in the cockpit of the plane. It used to be so weird, you know, it used to be so easy. It was like $150 round trip to fly to California from Canada.
And you as a former smoker.
Yeah.
Respect.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever smoke on a plane?
No.
Wow.
But I remember like the smell of smoke when I was young and flying.
Right.
Like in the early 80s.
Yeah, I never got to smoke on a plane.
No, never.
Apparently, Simon Cowell flies private between London and LA just so he can smoke on the plane.
Oh my God.
That's an expensive habit.
That's an expensive habit.
Like $80,000.
Yeah. It might be more from London.
Yeah.
Don't
well,
you think?
Supposedly it's $10,000 an hour, but I minimized it for some reason.
Yeah.
I was just wanting to lie. I don't know. Do you ever do that where you just like lie?
Yeah.
You know the facts.
Yeah.
When was the last time you did it?
Fuck. I don't know. I've been really good lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been on a really good kick lately. I mean, I can't remember the last time I lied, like a big lie.
No, just a small lie.
Or even a small lie. Maybe this morning when I told my son it was important that he went to school. Because it really wasn't important that he went to school. He really didn't need to go to school today. He wanted to stay home and do laundry and do a biology project. And I was like, you need to go to school. It's very important.
Why did you not want him to stay home and do those things? Because that sounds really fun. I think he should focus on what he wants to do.
Yeah, no.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I knew I was going to be out all day. And I was like, what are the odds that he's actually going to do his laundry and do his biology project if I'm not there hovering over him?
Yeah. Chance of house being on fire when I return?
Right.
More likely.
Chance of him playing Fortnite, this game he's obsessed with. Sounds fun. This video game. Oh, my God.
Is it like a Civil War game?
Fortnite? It's definitely a war game.
Yeah.
He plays it with his friends and they all have their like headsets on and they get into like groups and it's other guys in groups of like three or four that they build houses and things and collect things and then fight each other and like
try. Does he
and
make get money? It sounds like he could make money on this game.
I think that you can spend money on it by getting better guns.
Do you think that inside that game?
Oh no.
You and I are doing a podcast also?
Maybe.
What do you think? Do you think we're talking about more simple
maybe
things?
Like in another universe we're doing a podcast?
Do you think so? If
what
we are
would we be talking about in another podcast?
Well, that's the interesting thing. I mean, do you think that the simulated world that we're currently in mm-hmm. is less or more complicated than the world that invented this world? I would say it's more complicated.
I was just leaning towards that. I think it's more complicated. Maybe we're more. There's more turmoil for us just because we don't quite understand why we're here and what we're doing.
Yeah.
And maybe that wasn't an issue in the other place.
Oh, that just fucked me up. We don't understand. And you said it so casually. We don't understand why we're here.
And what we're doing.
Or what we're doing.
Yeah, we don't understand it. It makes you fucked up a little bit.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know what I want to talk about. I've had a crazy morning.
Yes. We talked a little bit about that.
I found out this morning a friend got pulled over on the 101 for touching her phone. Did you know that you can't touch your phone at all?
You can touch it if it's attached to your dashboard.
Okay, so you know this rule. I didn't know this rule.
I pulled a cop over.
You pulled a cop over?
I waved him over. I was like, excuse me, I have a really important question.
Really?
What are the rules around the phone? Because I got a ticket.
You got the $300 ticket.
I think it was only, I don't remember, Marvin paid it.
I'm going to drink some coffee.
Sip it.
So you asked a police officer what the rules were.
And apparently they're even more...
It's very proactive.
There are many... Well, here's the thing. Even when I was a total drug addict and doing drugs all the time, I would befriend cops. I would just sort of be like, hey, man, like, got a question for you. What's the deal with,
legal limit for carrying cocaine?
Yeah, just curious. Want to know what the statute of limitations is on, whatever. And apparently the rule is, though, with the phone is it can't be mounted to your windshield.
It can't.
And it can't be mounted to the center of your dashboard. It has to be mounted to the left of the steering wheel. Now,
to the left.
Which doesn't make any sense because the next thing I said is mine okay? And he said, yes, but mine's mounted to the right.
To the right. Everybody mounts theirs to the right.
Because, I mean, we're all right-handed, right?
Yeah.
Are there any lefties out there?
I'm jealous of left-handed people.
What's up with that?
I'm not jealous of many things, but I've always been jealous of left-handed people.
Why? Here, get the mic.
It just seems like, oh, wow, this is changing everything.
Do you know what your mic is covered with? Can you see that? So you know how
is it a glove or a sock?
It's a mitt.
Oh, it's a mitten.
It's a winter mitten.
It is a mitten.
You from Canada?
Yes.
Would be. I figured it was a familiar sight for you.
It is. Talking into a mitten is something I've done for years.
If you're at home and you're wondering why there's a mitten on the mic, it's because if there's something not on the mic, you'll end up doing this a lot. That. Oh. You know, no one likes that.
Yeah, no one likes that.
Mine doesn't have a mitten.
Don't do that again, okay? That freaked me out.
It hurt. This actually brings me to something I did want to talk to you about that I think is really interesting because I'm not sure if I agree with you, but you are outspoken for your belief that we currently live in a simulation.
Yeah. I fully believe we live in a simulation.
What proof do you have?
I mean, I have no proof. I just...
You started that answer so confidently.
I have zero proof that we live in a simulation, but I just can't cut it out of the realm of possibility. So it stays. It makes more sense to me than anything else that we you know, were a race of and developed AI, and AI took over, and now AI plays with us.
But what does that do to you? Like, how does that affect your, you know, monologue on a daily basis?
I mean, I don't think about it. I don't think about it all the time. But when I do think about it, I think it actually, you know, gives me some sort of peace, you know, like I can free up a little bit, just because really, who the fuck cares if we're a simulation? And you get, you know, I think when you see like coincidences in your life or like things that are really weird, those are signs that the math, there's math to our life, I think. And if there's math, then I feel like there's a program. Do I sound so crazy right now?
You look crazy.
I do. Well, nobody can see me but you, so that's okay.
I'm going to move my chair a little bit. Okay, good. Then I can like look at you.
Look at me looking crazy.
Yeah, I really... Now we're sitting... This is like the Tonight Show now. Mm-hmm. I'm like on the side of the table.
Mm-hmm.
She's wearing a wool blanket...
Yeah, talking into a mitten.
About simulation.
Yeah, yeah.
About the fact that we all live inside of a video game.
Yeah.
If it's a video game, if it's a video game, can you win?
No, because we all die.
Do we?
Well, who knows? That's the thing. I mean, where do we go? What do we do? But don't you feel like you sort of knew where you were going to go your whole life? Like, doesn't everything sort of make sense to you?
Not in the slightest. Really? No, not in the slightest. I was talking to my friend the other day who's 29.
Yeah.
And she was like describing like what she wants, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I was shocked because I was like, how do you have any fucking idea what you want?
Well, I don't think I knew what I wanted. I knew I wanted to be a writer, but I didn't think it was going to actually happen because I didn't put any real effort into it. Like, I didn't go to school to become a writer. I didn't go to school and then apply for jobs like and do all the normal things normal people do to follow their goals. I just wrote, you know, because it was a passion of mine and put it online and was discovered that way. So,
and who tell me who was the first person to discover your writing?
Was
it Kimmel?
That's tough. No, the first like huge person was probably Roger Ebert, and think he might have found me through a John Mayer retweet. I'm not really sure how he found me.
You got retweeted by John Mayer?
Like really early on.
Do you find him attractive?
John's attractive. I'm going to say that because he's a nice guy.
I mean, he's a good looking guy.
He's a good looking guy. He's not my type.
Yeah. Not mine either.
He's not my type. He's most people's types though. So he's very fortunate.
He may actually be the nicest person on the planet.
He's very nice. I'm still drinking coffee.
Does that help or hurt your dating life if you're nice? As a man?
I don't think it matters for men. I think men get to do whatever the fuck they want to do with dating. That's my perspective on it.
Simulation.
Yeah. I think that men generally have most... I mean, the trope is that women have all the control in the relationship, but I think that's bullshit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm trying to wrap my head around this. The trope is that the women
have... That, you know, like, it's all the jokes. Like, the woman's telling me what to do.
Oh, yeah,
I better
yeah.
do this.
She like, wears the pants.
She does this, and all... we're going to dinner because she wants to do... Like, I think that that's not real at all. I think men have all the control in relationships. I don't know if that's just naturally the way it's supposed to be.
You know, I mean, I guess my first like assumption when you say that is like, is that because of money?
No.
Like, I guess what kind of control?
No, because I was in a relationship where the money flipped. It went from him being the provider and me being the stay-at-home mom to me being the provider and him being the stay-at-home dad. And he still wielded the power in the relationship. I think maybe generally women emotionally succumb to whatever men sort of want, whether they're, you know, like John Mayer, if they're kind or if they're harsh guys. I think women sort of, for the most part, at least most of the women that I know will, you know, bend to the will of the guy.
Interesting. So could this be because
you're so awful right now?
No. I mean, it's an observation. You're not.
Yeah,
you're
it's
not,
an observation.
You're not saying what it should be. You know? And it may not. I've learned also.
I mean, it doesn't mean that it's right.
There's no such thing as an accurate observation.
No, there isn't.
Because it's like no one can say it tastes the same because they're tasting it with their mouth.
Right.
And I don't have your mouth.
Right.
Yet. By the way, I got to go on a ride with my friend who does Postmates.
Oh, you did?
And I was like.
Was it fun?
Blown away.
Why? What was the most interesting part?
Well, you know when you order food?
Yeah.
And you're like, where the fuck is it?
Yeah.
I know where it is.
Where is it?
It's in their car. And they're just driving around doing other people's deliveries.
Oh, they sometimes pick up multiple.
Sometimes they will drop off like 2 to 3 things before they bring you your soggy vegan burger.
I thought it was just a one and done.
Yeah. And now I'm pissed because you know what I did last week? I signed up for the Postmates like Elite Unlimited.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I want my money back.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather just go pick up my Shake Shack myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of problems with Postmates. Once they canceled my order, so I was like, fine. They're allowed to cancel my order. That's fine. And then I ordered again, and then they canceled it. And then I ordered a third time, and then all 3 deliveries came to my house, even though they said they canceled the first 2.
That's amazing.
And I had to pay for all 3.
So here's what was really interesting. Wait, you still paid?
Yes.
No.
Yes. I'm a pushover.
Give me your phone. You have to do is go into the support and say,
and just
don't.
Say no.
See, don't charge me.
Okay, I'll do that later.
I did that
you
for
know
a cookie.
That everything's in shambles in my life right now. I'm just adding to the shamble pile right now.
My last Postmates, I ordered like a salad and a cookie, and the cookie didn't come. And I was like, and I responded, I was like, no cookie. And they took it off.
Oh, that's good.
And it wasn't even as hard as you would think.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Why didn't I? Because I told them no, and they were like,
I don't know.
Still, the charge still went through. I mean, I had a lot of food.
Oh, no, you told the person? The person has no power.
The person has
no
power.
The delivery person. Here's what was really crazy about this. And I don't know. This was just, again, an observation. But, you know, my friend and I were driving around. And, you know, he's my boy. You know, and we've been friends for a long time. And he's over here. He's going through a hard time. And he goes... His phone buzzes and we're in the living room and he goes, oh, like Surge. And I was like, Surge what?
Right.
And he's like, extra money. I think I'm going to go do some deliveries. It was like kind of late on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you want me to go? Like, could I come?
Right.
And he's like, sure. And he was kind of pumped about it. And
yeah.
So me and Snowball jumped in the car and just drove around and did deliveries. And what was really interesting is that at each place we went to go pick up, there were multiple people there. Like my friend, and they were all wearing sweatpants, number one.
Yes.
Number two, they had wireless headphones.
Right.
Number three, they were holding a cell phone.
Right.
And number four, they were pissed.
Right. Right.
Pissed mates.
Right. They were all in bad moods.
They were like, where the fuck is order 6829?
Oh my God.
And the guy at the deli was like, I'm working on it. And, you know, and then basically...
Oh my God, this sounds so stressful.
It sounds like Blade Runner.
How much money do they make doing this?
25 an hour.
Oh, that's not
approximately.
Bad.
Approximately.
That's not bad.
You get paid off of, you know, when you get charged the delivery fee, they get that and then they get the tip.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they get. So he was telling stories about how like one, so, and what's interesting is their phone will tell them to go to a restaurant to pick up an order. And that's all it'll say.
Yeah.
And then once they pick up the order that says picked up, and then they find out where they're going.
They don't know where they're going.
No. It's kind of nuts.
That's crazy.
So then they get
And the delivery fee is generally like flat fee.
It's based on distance.
Oh, it is.
And surge. So like
But isn't it like a step? Like a like it's like $7 or like $10.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah. You get if you order a lasagna,
yeah.
It's $14 and then your delivery fee will be between $3 and $9 depending on how far away you are.
Right.
And then you'll tip you know, depending on the service or whatever.
So you don't know where you're driving.
So, but here's the crazy thing is, say you go to the taco place and you get 3 tacos.
Yeah.
$9. And then you hit picked up.
Yeah.
And then they give you the address. Sometimes that address is far.
Like far.
Like USC.
Oh, far.
Like 30-minute drive. And so sometimes you're like, does this person realize that I'm so far away?
Right.
So he'll call and be like, yo, literally I'm 30 minutes away from you.
Right.
Like, what you know?
Why did you order tacos from Van Nuys?
Yeah, because I'm going to get like a $3 delivery fee for 30 minutes of driving.
Oh, my God.
And I don't get mileage. He doesn't get 50 cents a mile. So it's that. And then, so sometimes he'll be driving to USC and then it says, brunk, and it's like, pull over to Chick-fil-A and pick up two more things. And then you'll drop those off.
It is
and
like
then
Blade you drop Runner. Off the tacos. It is like Blade Runner. Like Blade Runner. It really is like Blade Runner.
And so sometimes it'll be like, go to Pink Dot.
No.
And get like,
this is my nightmare job. This is my nightmare job right here.
So we got an order.
I hate shopping. I hate picking up food.
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
And basically these people are just like, they're in traffic. They're in the restaurants.
And driving. Those are like my three most hated things. Getting groceries, picking up food, and driving. And that's the job.
It's crazy. And it's basically setting up this like, I mean, it's good that people have jobs. You know what I mean? It's basically they can listen to music and they can do their thing.
Do their thing.
It was funny because we were driving down Santa Monica and it pinged him and it said, order at Salt and Straw at the ice cream place.
Delicious.
And I was like, oh, cool. Let's go. And he was like, fuck that. I was like, why?
Ice cream would be scary to have to deliver.
Well, he was like, think about it. We got to park and then we got to go in and we got to get in line and we got to order the ice cream.
Yeah, screw it.
And I was like, well, that does sound like a pain in the ass. It sounded fun until you described it to me. Anyway, that's all that is. I don't know how we got on that topic, but...
Yeah, I don't know either.
Simulation.
The simulation. It all comes down to us being robots.
Like, talk about being in an app.
Yeah, no, it like, is. We're just
literally
robots.
I'm like on Postmates and I'm like, pick me up some food.
Yeah.
And then a guy's like picking up the food.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going.
No.
And then they show up at your house.
Yeah.
And you're like, are you human? And they're wondering the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. We've Postmated lots of food. We use Postmates a lot, don't we?
I do.
Yeah.
I stop, though. Now I stop because I'm like, you know, because you'll see the Postmate pick up the food and then they start driving away. And you're like, hello, my house is the other way.
Yeah, I watched them drive on the app. Once I watched the lady get stuck at the end of a dead end and I'm like, what is she doing?
Yeah.
Her little car in a dead end. I was like, where are you driving? You've got to turn around.
See, in that situation, I'm pretty sure that she's smoking a bowl.
Right.
Gotta be.
She's gotta be.
She's like, I give up.
She drove to a dead end and stopped.
Oh, also, if you get an order, like say you're in West Hollywood and you get a pickup in like, you know, obviously it benefits the drivers to be picking up and delivering more expensive deliveries.
Right.
But a lot of times it'll take you away from those areas. So you'll be in Beverly Hills. And then it'll take you down to the Palms. And then it'll take you to, you know, wherever. And so if you decline a delivery, it times you out for 5 minutes.
Oh.
And the move is you really do want to pick up multiple things and drop off multiple things.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough Postmates. I have a question.
Yeah. Shoot.
I've wanted to ask you this for a while.
Yes. I'm gonna hit my vape pen before you ask.
She's got a... We won't tell you the
brand.
We won't
tell you the brand unless they're paying
me.
But
it's Square. Mm-hmm. I have so many great things to talk about.
Oh, good. This is exciting.
Yeah. The podcast hasn't even started.
Okay.
That was just like a warm-up.
That was a warm-up.
Do you have to go?
We can edit around it. No, I don't have to go anywhere. I've got to go to the bank and fix my life at some point, though.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you prefer, Instagram or Twitter?
Instagram.
And, like, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Why?
It's visual.
Right.
It's way more personal.
And
Twitter's turned into just such a shit show of complaining about Trump. That's all it is.
It's a lot of that.
That's all it is.
It's a lot of that.
Anytime I open it, it's just like, wow, I came here to have some fun and now it's over.
Yeah, I came here to get away from my life.
Yeah, and now I have more gray hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's simulate this in a different direction.
Yeah.
Because I think what's interesting about it is like, I woke up this morning and I had a funny idea. Like, because on one of the podcasts, I talked about having a song that never ended.
Right.
And I was thinking, what if, because you know, on Instagram, you can just go live.
Yeah.
Like, what if you just like went live
and
for the day?
And just stayed live. Yeah.
Just stayed live.
You could stay live for like, the whole day.
Like, that would be boring.
It would be fun, though. Dan Harmon, who created Rick and Morty and Community, does a thing where he goes live every morning at 8 a.m. for his workout.
Really?
And just does his workout in like shirtless, he's not in shape at all, just sweaty, and he plays like the Rocky theme, or he just does a workout without talking and without like reading the comments, because he's, you know, like 17 feet away from his phone that's shooting it, and it's just music and him sweaty on an elliptical every morning. Once the machine was broken and it just opened live on him on a bicycle,
like riding his bike around
his bicycle around town because he didn't have his machine. And it was just, it's funny that he does it every morning. Like, and that's just part of his routine.
Can we take a moment and dissect that? Like, what is that? Why is it funny?
It's just a funny, it's just funny.
Because it's funny to me.
It's funny to me. I mean, it's really funny to see somebody, well, because working out sucks, first of all. Nobody likes doing it.
I do. I mean, I don't like doing it.
Like, I like the feeling afterwards, for sure. It makes me a much better person, and I have a clearer head. If I was working out right now, I probably wouldn't have lost my insurance bill for my car.
The Rock likes working out.
The Rock is a great guy.
I told you to follow him, and you did.
I did.
Those of you out there, if you haven't followed The Rock yet, he is one of the main sponsors of this podcast. He doesn't know it yet, but you know what I mean, like. So, what is that about things that are funny that we don't understand? You know what I mean? Like non sequitur humor?
Well, for him, a lot of it's self-deprecating. And also, why the fuck would you post that every day and go live and do it every day? But it's just, it's funny because it's just, there's no communication with the audience at all, which makes it funny.
Right.
And it's funny that people tune in to watch it.
Yeah.
And seeing how many people show up just to watch him work out is also funny. See.
Is it too late? Did we miss it already?
Yeah, it was at 8.
But does he save it?
No.
What's his name? I'm gonna find
Dan him. Harmon. D-A-N-H-A-R-M-O-N.
I eat butts and drink butts.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. He's got his highlighted Insta story is test.
Yeah,
it's just he's
a weird genius.
He's a funny looking guy.
Yeah, he's a weird
genius. He's funny looking. Mm-hmm. Like, haha. He has a screenshot of him with, I think, his wife or girlfriend, and the time is 9/11.
Yeah,
that's kind of dark.
Yeah, he's very dark.
Yeah, do you want some water?
No, this coffee's good.
It's good coffee, right?
Yeah, AeroPress. I'm getting a buzz.
Make one cup. I get so fucked up off me that coffee.
Me too. I'm getting really fucked up right now.
And you had a paleo cookie.
I did. It was delicious. If anybody out there ever gets a chance to have one of Eric's paleo cookies, I'm telling you, they're the chewiest, most delicious chocolate chip cookies you could possibly have. Definitely worth at least $4.50.
I think I'm going to start selling them in pro shops.
You should.
At golf courses.
You should.
Here's water anyway.
You don't have to drink it. You could sell them at Jones on 3rd. They're so good.
Really?
Yeah.
Should I just walk in there and be like, how much for the cookies?
No. You just walk in there with a basket with the price on it and just sit beside the basket.
Oh, like it's a swap meet?
Yeah.
Like I'm just going there and running this.
Yeah.
No, I'm not homeless.
No. It's a market, right?
I have something to sell.
It's called Jones Market. This is what we do. This is what we do.
It's a free country.
Oh, yeah.
Call Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I'm here to open commerce.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't talk to me unless you're going to buy one of these cookies.
Yeah, I tell you what, if you buy a cookie, I will throw in 2 minutes of conversation.
Right. And we can How lucky would they be?
And we can debate this. If you buy the whole basket, I might leave.
Right.
You know?
I'll come back with more cookies.
Sometimes Joan is at Jones on 3rd.
Yes, she is.
Have you met her?
Yes.
She's America.
Yes, she is.
She is 100% America.
It's so funny. Yeah, it is funny.
I never met her. Place. I've heard about her being there. And sometimes they refer to her and I kind of get nervous.
Oh.
Yeah. If you were going to die tomorrow, what would be the one most important thing you would do today?
I would probably try to have a conversation with my ex-husband.
Wow.
Yeah. He won't talk to me.
Mine either.
Fuck.
Fist bump.
But I would definitely want to do that.
He won't talk to you, but you didn't do anything fucked up.
No.
He did the fucked up thing.
Yeah, but I left him.
Hmm.
And he wanted to keep working on it.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's tough.
But you would see, that's so interesting that you say that, because we talked about it a little bit before we started, but I've been kind of having this realization that we're all fucked up.
Yeah.
No one's excluded. No one's excused. And therefore, how wonderful that we are given the opportunity to reconnect with people that we used to be friends with.
Right.
And a lot of that has come about for me very recently, and really seeing like, oh, wow, like, it's kind of like, I guess this is gonna might sound really psycho, but like, it's kind of like when you go back through a photo album or like even like a box of old items,
yeah.
And you're like, wait, this is really beautiful. Like,
right.
I could use this.
Yeah.
And not to say that we use people, but we do.
No, we do.
But it's not necessarily selfish. Like,
no,
it's a give and take.
No, like, it's give and take. For
let's
sure.
go see a movie. Yeah. You make me laugh. I'll make you laugh.
Yeah.
You know, we'll
it's
both
connection.
Give time to each
yeah.
other.
Yeah.
And then, but
connection is basically all we seek.
It's all it is.
That's all it is. That's all. Like, we don't know what the fuck's going on, but that's the one thing we know we need to do.
When did you learn that?
Probably when I was a really little kid.
Really?
I think most kids know that.
No, I think most kids get it subconsciously. And that's why when you see a kid on the playground, they walk up to someone and they're like, hi,
yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Steven.
They want
to
do it right away.
And the other
away.
Person's like, hi, I'm Evan.
Yeah.
And then they're like, want to be friends.
Yeah.
And now as like 37, I'm like,
No, you make friends really easily, I think.
Me?
Yeah.
Huh.
You're very social.
Interesting that you say that.
Yeah, you're very social. You're like one of the more extroverted social people that I know.
So, you know, we took the test.
Right.
We took the Myers-Briggs test this summer.
Right.
Like almost a year ago or whatever.
Yeah.
And I came up ENFP.
Yeah.
What are you?
INTP? INFJ? I don't remember.
You might be INFJ because ENFP and INFJ are weirdly linked.
Right, right.
Obviously, we share NF.
Right.
I don't know what that means. But anyway, at one point, I was an introvert.
You were.
Yeah, I remember. And it's funny
that
you say
that. You're definitely an extrovert.
Currently, yes.
Yeah, you are.
But at one point, what's interesting is that currently I'm feeling how hard it is to make friends.
Right. Like, you know, to get a connection with somebody.
It. Yeah. Especially at this age. I mean,
yeah,
when we were,
I agree with you.
When we were younger, it was just
easier.
Even into our early 20s, you know, like you were, you know, it's almost like that's what college is for.
Yeah.
You pay exorbitant amounts of money, and it's not about the schoolwork because no one gives a shit.
Right.
It's about the people that you meet. And you basically are planting a tree that is going to be your life.
Right.
And so it's so interesting for me now to come back after, like, you know, I feel like my life kind of is like one of those Russian dolls.
Yeah.
What do you call those?
I can't.
That's a good name for it. Pierogi?
Like, I can't remember. No, what are they? They're just the nesting dolls.
I'm going to Google it.
I don't know. They're called, they have a name.
Nesting doll sounds like a.
They're nesting dolls.
Yeah, something bad.
But this is what I'm thinking right now. It's like, you know, you're right. When you get older, it's harder to make friends and make those connections. But that's been like the hardest part, I think, about dating and being single older.
So it's not, starts with a P, it's a Matryoshka doll.
Matryoshka. I was thinking it was like a, I'm thinking of some other thing, some other Ukrainian thing.
Nesting doll would have been an acceptable answer, and so would a stacking doll.
Stacking.
Russian doll also works. So in that case, we are both correct.
The dating thing is weird. Dating's weird being this old.
Yeah.
Like finding a connection with somebody is really weird.
Especially because, well, I wanted to get kind of back to living online.
Right.
Because in a sense, that's another simulation. And you do
right.
it.
Right, yeah.
You post very honestly.
Yeah.
You know.
As do you.
You post regularly and you post often.
Yeah, I know.
No, but it's like, you know, like a fire
so
safety
you.
Video. I try.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I've been inspired by The Rock. And
right.
and maybe I've never met the man, but you know, I like that he keeps it fucking real.
Yeah, he does.
The first post I ever saw of his was the Snickers. I showed you that, right?
Mm-hmm.
He posted a Snickers.
Yeah,
and it was meaningful.
Yeah,
and it had a purpose in the sense that it was aimed at inspiring us goofballs.
Right.
I mean, you know, if this right. was your last day,
yeah,
what would you want your last Instagram to be?
Oh my God, probably like the worst selfie ever. Some terrible selfie.
I like the one about when you shiver before you fall asleep. That's a ghost finishing sex with you.
Yeah. When you jump.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I thought it was when a ghost begins having sex with you.
No, it's when they're done.
When they get up.
It's definitely when they're done.
When their clammy,
yeah.
dead, ghosty soul leaves you. Living in public.
Living in public.
You get a lot of messages, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Do you allow messages? How does that work?
I read them.
All of them?
I read all of them. Well,
you must get
sometimes, I get a lot sometimes and I don't read them all.
How many do you get a day?
If I Instagram story, I get a lot more than if I don't.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you're hot.
No.
Yeah, you are.
Thank you.
You must get a lot of dick pics. I'm just going to say.
No.
No dick pics.
No.
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 I'm going to send you one.
I don't actually. I think I've gotten one.
What?
In like... 8 years.
One?
Yeah.
Who is it from?
I have no idea.
You didn't take...
No, I was just like...
Did you block them?
Yeah,
you...
blocked them.
Right.
But I think people are scared to send them to me.
Why?
I don't know, but they must be because I'm not getting them.
Maybe you should put out a call.
Don't send any to me, please. I don't want any.
Guys, if you send Kelly a dick pic, don't tag me.
I'm going to blame it all on
what
you.
What is the thing with the dick pics? Because no women like them.
I don't know.
But men send them.
Men love to do it.
Is it that they... Is it
it's
that,
a turn on to is them it, is to it, know that a woman's looking at their penis.
Right. It's a power thing. It goes back to the thing we started.
Yeah.
It's a power thing.
It's all a power thing. They just get turned on by the thought that they just send a woman a picture of their penis and that woman's going to have to see their penis whether they wanted to or not.
You know what would be a cool social experiment?
What?
Is, you know, because renting a billboard is not as expensive as you think.
Right. No.
It's like $1,000.
Yeah.
For a month.
Yeah.
What if I rented a billboard on Highland and Beverly?
Mm-hmm.
And I just posted a huge picture of a penis.
Yeah, I think that's illegal.
But who cares? Like a lot of things
are
illegal.
You can blur it out.
So is texting and driving.
Texting
and
driving.
Not legal. That is illegal.
It is illegal.
So if I posted a huge dick pic.
Yeah.
Like as a social experiment, you could do it anonymously. You could have a business that could fold and go under.
Yeah.
Could they ever attribute it to you? I mean, if Trump can launder millions of dollars.
Right.
I don't even know if that's true, but if one can do that, like if you can have shell accounts offshore, why can't I just post a dick pic?
I mean, you can't because there's no penises allowed. No penises allowed.
NPA.
NPA. In the streets.
What is that thing about? I was talking to a friend the other day who said, I was dating this girl and her fantasy was to have sex with me in public.
Right.
And he was like, that to me was a red flag.
Right.
Is it to you?
Yeah, that would freak me out. If a guy was like, my whole thing is I want to fuck you in public, I'd be like, right.
Right.
That's kind of weird.
What is it? Do you
like, if we got to that point later on in the relationship where like every other box had been ticked, I'd be like, yeah, let's tick that box. Fine.
Right.
But if it's like right at the top of the game, it's red like flag.
The opening.
Red flag.
The opening line.
Yeah.
I find I've never had any negative feedback. In life I have, but as far as like the show Adventures in Golf and, you know, the early stages of doing this podcast, everyone seems to be really happy about it. And I was kind of wondering if it's the same for you, because I know that a lot of the energy out there can be negative.
Yeah. No, it's positive.
Wow.
It's positive.
What did we do? Why are you so lucky?
I think we put positive things out there for the most part. I don't think we're putting anything negative out there.
Right.
Or anything that seems like we're selling ourselves out for fame. Like, you know, I was just thinking of the Kardashians. Like, they get a lot of negative comments. They get more positive, but really, what are the negative comments about? Because they're not doing anything terrible. They're a loving family. They have an entertaining show where they care about each other. They sell makeup. Like, they're not doing anything negative. The thing that's negative is that they're selling themselves for this fame, and that's and people get jealous of that, and people get angry with that.
Interesting.
And that's where the negativity comes from. So I think if we got way more famous, we would have more negative comments.
Well, like they say,
yeah,
more money, more problems.
Yeah, for sure.
I've witnessed that.
For sure.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, the Kardashians haven't done anything
wrong.
They
don't do anything negative.
They're very nice people.
They're very nice people.
Yeah, so we
have like lots of kids. Like they're very nice.
So the haters come from success.
I think so.
Huh.
Interesting. I think so. And I mean, they do things to their faces to be more beautiful that only people with money can do, which is kind of annoying.
Have you done anything?
No.
You know,
I haven't even done Botox.
Would you be opposed to it?
No.
You would, but you just don't.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't need to. I don't think. I just don't give a shit.
Right.
Not yet. I will. The younger the guys I date happen, the more I feel like I need to.
Right.
Yeah.
You're like...
The younger they get, the more lines I notice when I go to the bathroom and look in the face in the mirror. I'm like, oh no.
But if it's... Because I used to think about it negatively.
About the bright getting work done as a negative thing.
Yeah. Like, I didn't... I was always like... I had a problem with it.
Right. I don't see it negatively. I just see it as more of a privilege.
Right. A privilege. Interesting.
Yeah.
But like, how would you explain it to your children? I mean, I kind of think about everything. When I think of like ethics and morals and stuff like that, like I think about like, you know, it was actually, there was once a phrase that you might've heard that it was like a guy was talking to his Buddhist teacher and he was like, how do I in any situation, know what is the sort of right way to do it. Because Buddhism is obsessed with like the right path.
Right.
So what? How do I know the right thing to do? Well, the teacher was like, imagine that your five-year-old is standing right next to you.
Right.
Right. How would you explain the action?
Right.
Or whatever you're doing.
Right. As far as like cosmetic surgery and things like that, I mean, I've never explained it to them. They see it. They see the Kardashians as much as we see it. I mean, you obviously don't seek it out and you still see it.
Yeah.
I don't seek it out and I still see it. They see it. And I've never explained it. They've never asked about it. You know, like my daughter, my oldest daughter is 17. One of her friends was just going to get a nose job over Christmas.
That young.
Yeah, at 17, she was going to get her nose done.
Is that legal?
Yeah.
Whoa, you're not allowed to drink, but you can...
You can change your face.
Wow.
She wanted a nose job, and that's fine. And she didn't get it done because the doctor, in the end, was like, it might not really change that much. And she was like, well, I'm not going to have my parents spend all this money if it's not going to change that much.
Yeah.
She didn't get it done. So now she's... Max, I don't think she's going to... She wanted, result. Like... Yeah, she wanted max result.
I mean, I used to... you know, before like being on camera, I guess I was always kind of stylish, but I never really cared about it.
Right.
And then I noticed that at one point I dated a stylist like years and years ago, and like she gave me all sorts of clothes that actually fit me.
Right.
And I was like, whoa. And I started dressing nice. And then being on the show, I started seeing, like, for example, I would look at a scene that we had shot and I'd be like, what am I wearing?
Right.
And I would notice it and I would care.
Yeah.
And in some sense, that was like, as time went on. And then someone once said, I was standing there and I was wearing an outfit and I was like, I don't want to wear this, but I'm ashamed that I want to change.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a man.
Yeah.
I shouldn't care about this. Yeah. And the person said to me, they were a guy, and he was like, you know, look good, feel good.
Right.
And I was like, whoa.
It's, I mean, that's true.
Even fucking Clint Eastwood knows that one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It doesn't mean you're any less
no.
of whoever you are.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, whoa. And now I will, like, here's the crazy thing is I used to just, you know, put a backpack together and go on the road.
Right.
And now I like have to think about what I'm going to wear.
What your outfits are going to
be. And here's the weirdest thing is that in my head, I finished that sentence.
Yeah.
Quote, like a girl.
Right.
How weird is that?
Yeah.
Why is caring what you look like feminine?
I don't know. It's so weird. I was just having, you'll think this is an interesting topic, I think. I was just talking to my friend Orlando that you just saw on my phone.
Not Bloom. Not of Pirates of the Caribbean.
He was saying that, you know, part of deconstructing misogyny has to happen at things like the Oscars, where we parade all of these women in dresses and they're all beautiful and it's all beauty, and then all the men all just wear suits.
Whoa.
I know. And whoa. I was just like, oh shit. Like,
men wear suits.
All the men wear suits, all boring, nothing, and all the women get to be beautiful and extravagant and sexy.
Kelly, who's going to wear a dress?
Guys got to wear a dress. Or no shirt and just like deep cleave with a jacket. Right to the belly button, like a J-Lo moment.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I would love that. I would like to see Russell Crowe.
Yeah, just no shirt.
And why? By the way, if women are wearing a tight dress that shows their breasts,
right?
Why can't I see the outline of Russell Crowe's penis?
Right.
I don't want to.
I don't want to.
Don't want to.
I mean, I want to.
But I could.
I could.
And why is it not okay?
But
well, I guess it's more like camel toe.
Yeah, it would be like camel toe.
And that's not okay.
No, it's gross. It would be really gross.
If whoever showed up as a female shows up with camel toe, that's on the don't list.
Then you know it'll be on the don't list.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But would be okay is the top cleavage.
Yeah.
I always go too far.
It's fine.
It's just a podcast.
Yeah, it's fine.
Wait, so why? That's so interesting.
It is interesting. And, you know, he's right. Like, why can't men wear crazier things? And why are we still parading women around in these dresses before these awards shows? It's kind of bizarre.
It kind of makes me want to celebrate Flavor Flav a little more.
A little bit, right?
Right? With the clock, really going for it.
He really went for it.
Yeah.
He tried something new.
Others too. Other men who've really gone for it.
Yeah.
I kind of want to research this.
Yeah. Because there aren't many.
No.
There really aren't many.
Yeah. What else? So men wearing dresses to the Oscars. That's one thing we've talked about on the podcast.
Yeah.
But would you say you're a happy person? Like a...
Yeah, I think I'm pretty happy.
Because I think of you as kind of...
a downer?
Am I
a downer?
You're not a downer, but I think of you...
I think a lot.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether you're more hipster or more emo.
That's funny.
I've been trying to think of the whole time we've been sitting across from each other. I'm like, which one is she? Like, if you
I'd
had to choose.
I'd say emo.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
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 But you're emo in a hipster world.
In a hipster world.
You're like 51-49.
Yeah, probably. It's probably because I'm so confused. Because my brain is the brain of a 19-year-old and the rest of me is a 40-year-old.
Right.
Right? There's some clashing.
Sorry, I was thinking about something else we were talking.
What were you thinking?
I'm so sorry.
You were like not even here when I said that.
Did you see my face? Right?
Yeah.
You know, that's like the hardest part.
Yeah.
Of doing an interview.
Right.
You know, have you ever conducted an interview?
No.
You've only been subjects.
Yes.
Okay. Well, good for you. That means you're doing well.
I'm going to have a podcast soon.
Conducting an interview is the manual labor.
I mean, that's a lot
Being interviewed, then you're important.
Right. No, that's not true.
It's true.
But it takes way more skill to be the interviewer.
I don't know about that. Mm. I'm not succeeding.
You're doing a good job.
You just said something really great, and I just gave you a blank stare. Like a dog. Like, it was like,
What?
No, it's the hard thing is that you need to listen, but also be thinking.
Yeah.
And I can't multitask.
Yeah, it's tough.
I can't even think of the word multitask without saying before it.
Right.
Did you see that?
You know who's really good at it is Jimmy Kimmel.
He's great.
He's such a good interviewer.
He's very brilliant.
He makes everybody feel so comfortable. He's so good at the segue. Like, he's just so good.
Yeah. Do you think that's on the show or just all of his life?
All of his life.
Do you think that's, you know, because he started in radio, the original podcast.
The original podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a radio guy. He knows how to talk.
It's so interesting.
Yeah.
What would you say is, moving on.
Moving on. I'll go with it.
When I was giving you that blank stare, I was going to try to attempt to sort of merge together multiple subjects. One, how we met.
Right.
Two, living in public. And three, sort of the pervasiveness of online, the online solution to the problem, which you described earlier as just wanting to connect.
Right. Right.
That's a loaded,
That's a lot of stuff.
Cake. That's a lot.
That's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of frosting on that cake.
There's a lot of frosting there.
So online dating.
Yeah.
Are we fans?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It's one of those things.
It's weird. I'm having a hard time. I got into it in the summer and I met you online dating and
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. That's how we met. Yeah. And I was comfortable.
And we dated online and in line.
Yeah.
What do you do online dating, but then you go on an actual date? What is that called? Like out of line? Like, what is that?
I don't know. I don't think there's a term for it.
Because most of online dating actually does take place online.
I never thought about that.
How much of it? The last
guy that I dated, though, that I met online, we have like no connection online, really.
Currently?
Like, yeah.
You're still dating?
No, we're not.
That was not definitive.
That's basically where it is right now. It's not definitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is, anyway?
There's nothing.
Especially with online dating.
Yeah.
They're always just a text away.
Always.
I messaged a girl.
So weird.
I messaged a girl.
Yeah.
And she texted me back.
Yeah.
Almost a full year later. And I was just like,
wow.
What? I wasn't even really looking to go on any dates, but I just wrote back and I was like, I'm clapping.
Right.
I'm clapping for you.
A year. She just scrolled back.
Yeah. And I said, what happened? And she wrote, I woke up one day and realized I needed to text you.
Oh my God. That's funny.
That's pretty funny.
That is really funny.
Points. But how much of the online dating actually does take place online versus, you know, it's like.
Like how long do you talk online without seeing each other?
Well, like, you know, because they call it online dating, but it's really not online dating.
No.
It's actually dating.
You meet and then you date.
Yeah. It's like there's a stigma to it.
Yeah.
And you said it. Yeah. With your face when I asked you about it. And I feel it and I think about it. But the truth is, I've said on here and I believe in my life, like I've met a lot of great people off Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I have too.
Yeah. So and like we met online.
Yeah.
You know, and like other, but what is it?
Yeah.
Because everyone is aware of it. And especially The interesting thing is people that are that don't do it are even more aware of it. The people that don't do online dating are even more, they kind of supply the world with the stigma.
Yeah, they do. They're so suspicious of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are they hating?
I don't know.
Like, hey, if you're not into online dating, delete all your social media right now.
Right. You may as well.
Because you're basically online friending.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing.
Stop communicating with your parents on Facebook.
Yeah. Stop it.
Call them.
Yeah.
Go to a payphone and call them.
Yeah, I agree with
you. Don't use your cell phone.
I agree with you 100%.
So what is that?
I don't know. What is it? I don't know.
What's the hardest part of online dating?
Trying to figure out like if the person actually wants to have a conversation or just wants to fuck.
Amazing.
And I try and figure that out definitely before going out and meeting them.
Right. Do you say? Do you have like a line? What would you
I
say
have...
is your most repeated line on online dating?
Oh, I don't think I repeat.
You don't ever say anything?
I don't think I repeat the same things.
Right.
I don't have a move like you have a move.
Did you give
me a move?
I'm smiling.
You're smiling.
What? Did I? I don't think I did.
I don't think you did.
No, I think I actually gave you a very genuine message. I think I said, hey, Kelly, I'm in the airport.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
I'm sorry, I've been
out of town and I'd like to.
You messaged me first.
Always.
Yeah.
I have a thing about going back
right
to the
away.
Whole. Going back to the whole, you know, it's to go back into the whole thing, men wear suits to the Oscars.
Yeah.
Like, this is a thing where I don't understand, but I don't feel like women should message first.
Right.
And that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I find that I can tell when somebody has a line that they use.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
What?
Like, somebody messaged me last night. I really hate that I have to be the first one to send a message. I was hoping you'd be the first one to send a message or something, but it was the way that they worded it. I'm like, he's used this so many times. And he like waited till it was like the last hour before we were going to time out. I guess you have to understand Raya to understand that.
Oh, right. You have a certain amount of time.
You've got 7 days once you match with somebody to connect with them and send them a message. And then once you send them a message, then you're sort of stored into their like compartment of dating supply people for eternity.
Your egg crate of dates.
Your
date crate.
You're in there for a long time. And this person waited till like the last second to send me a message that said, essentially, I'm mad that I had to do this first. And I'm like, am I ever going to respond to this dude? Like, never.
Yeah, that's
never in a million years.
That's about as lazy as you can get.
It's the worst.
It's like, hey, you've known that you've had your homework due ever since we matched 7 days ago.
Yeah.
I know you've been on the app because that's how we matched,
whatever it works. Yeah, that's how it works. The best one that I ever got was somebody who was just like very, what's the friggin' word I'm looking for? I'm so high off this coffee. Earnest. They were so earnest about how my profile was like the only profile that they liked out of like all the girls they looked through. And I was like, oh, that's the nicest compliment that I could probably get right off the bat on a stupid dating app was that my profile was the only one. And that's all it said. It wasn't like, hey, how are you doing? Let's
but
do this.
Do you know
it
was that's just not like, a line.
It, cause I just knew from his profile.
How?
Because he's just a super earnest person.
So I have a couple friends
that
also use this unnamed app.
Yeah.
And
Grindr.
We Grunder.
Yeah.
Grunder. We have a theory about one of the best opening lines.
Oh, I want to know. I want to know what it is. I'm going to use it right now. I'm going to open my app.
I wonder if you've ever gotten it. It's the line is
yes,
ahoy matey.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's really good. I feel like I got that one. Can you search that? No, you can only search their name.
You can't search the message.
Oh, I just got an interesting one.
Let's
hear it. Let me know if you vibe with this track and then a song.
What?
That's pretty weird, right?
What? Wait, I don't understand. Is there a musician?
I don't.
Is it John Mayer?
No, it's just a song this person sent me. That's a weird one. Let me know if you vibe with this track. This is what the guy said. I was hoping you would have started the conversation. That was his line.
Wow. Can I see his profile so that you can?
Yeah. I was hoping you would have started the conversation. Like no no grammar, like nothing. Like there's no...
No punctuation.
None.
Wow. I'm sorry, sir. You do not understand.
And he's one of the... Does this happen to you where you match with somebody you never liked?
Yeah.
He's one of those.
Yeah, it fucks with you.
Why do those people show up?
Can I look through this?
Yeah.
This is so exciting. I wonder if I'm going to see friends. I took a muscle relaxant for my neck.
That's me.
Oh, that's you. You wrote that.
I did take a muscle relaxant for my neck. It stops me from getting migraines.
That's good. I would say the same. Some guy has a profile picture of a La Croix case.
Yeah.
Hipster.
Yeah.
Not emo.
No.
Do you prefer to date guys that are more hipster or more emo? Definitely hipster.
I've never really thought there was a difference between those two.
Oh, there's a huge difference.
I mean, now I'm realizing
hipster, there's a little bit more importance on how you look. Mm-hmm. Emo, a little bit more importance on how you feel.
Mm. Probably emo.
I think. I'm just totally. Yeah.
Probably more emo.
I love how you didn't respond to that. Hi, smiley face. No?
No.
Why? Hi doesn't do it for you.
No. Well, it depends on the day, too.
I'm dying to know what I wrote. I'm going to search myself. Did you unmatch me?
No.
Whoa. Look, this is record time. You and I had 3 texts, and then we went on a date.
And now, months later, we're hanging out.
How foreign does that seem?
Yeah, that's weird.
How often have you ever done that?
Like,
literally, I wrote...
Not three.
Three text messages.
Three was nothing.
And the third one is just your phone number.
Yeah.
Here it is. I wrote, Kelly, I'm sorry it took me so long to message you and your regal dog. He is regal.
He is regal.
I'm just flying back from New York. Would you like to get dinner this week?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm a fucking gentleman.
Yeah.
Hi. This week is actually crazy for me. My mom is coming to town to help me move this month in meetings, et cetera, et cetera. But my stress levels will be epic. I know my stress levels will be epic. But next week, I hope I'll be more chill. Will you be around? Phone number.
Yeah. And then we went out.
That's incredible.
God, I'm always stressed out. No wonder you think I'm emo.
Is that even online dating?
No.
Do you like the idea that part of this online dating is you really
just meeting new people?
You go outside your social circle.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
I mean, you and me would have met.
Yeah.
I would say
eventually, for sure. We have lots of friends in common.
I'm actually surprised we didn't meet.
Yeah, so am I.
How do you line up the, you know, because every romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Do you like romantic comedies?
Yeah, I love them.
I love them.
Yeah, they're good.
Every romantic comedy has an element of chance.
Yes.
Of fate.
Yeah.
Online dating has none of that.
Right.
I think that's the biggest like kick people give it.
Right. You're right. I hadn't thought of that.
You know,
but there's still an element of romance to it because there's so many like misses. Like you can go out with somebody and they're really nice, but there's no romance. Like there's no thing between you.
99 out of 100 dates.
Yeah.
Maybe 9.
That's
out of
really
10.
Hard for me. Ugh, I think that's why I think that's why I don't go out with so many people off of the online dating thing. And I just talk to them for a little bit and feel it out because I really don't want to have to go out with somebody again. Like I've done it twice now where I've gone out with guys that were super nice, but really interested in me and I wasn't interested in them. And that's really hard because in real life, you don't get into a situation like that with somebody you're not interested in. I mean, I've always met somebody like the romantic comedy. You meet somebody, you get a vibe, you go out, you like each other. You don't get that vibe off the online thing. You have to actually meet and see if that vibe is there.
Yeah, it's sort of like instead of just...
Then you've committed to sitting there with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's sort of like instead of just meeting on the street randomly, you're going over to their house to buy a lawnmower. And when you don't want to buy the lawnmower, they're offended.
Yeah.
You're like, this lawnmower sucks.
Yeah.
It's all fucking rusty.
Yeah, it's not
the
good.
Pictures of this lawnmower are very different than the actual lawnmower.
Has that happened to you?
People looking different?
Yeah.
Not to a degree that's out of whack.
No.
But Raya is, let's face it, one of the more superficial dating apps.
Yeah.
As exclusive as it may be.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's, would you say it's filled with real people?
No.
It's not.
It's not.
Have you taken any breaks from it?
Yes.
How great are those?
Yeah.
How great is a break?
It's so good. I actually tried to delete it the other day, and I couldn't because I had paid the 6 months. So I've got to wait.
Oh, you're a six-monther.
Yeah.
I can't tell if buying 6 months of a dating app is optimistic or pessimistic.
I can't either. I did it. I mean, I did it.
I did it the first time.
Yeah.
And then I was like, month to month.
Yeah. I did the opposite. I was month to month, and then I did the 6 months.
We're backwards. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So you went on it thinking what? Like, I'm going to be in and out. Just passing through.
Yeah. I was terrified to do it. It was really embarrassing. I didn't want to put up a thing. I didn't want to.
How are you comfortable answering this question? How long after your separation did you go on your first date?
After I found out that he had already gone on a date. Ooh. And had been with somebody.
So how long was that?
It was
That, first of all, that makes it fair. Second of all, how long was that?
We separated in November, and
this is years ago. This is 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. January.
3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
January.
Yeah, I think it's about, so it's December 7th for me.
Yeah. Oh, mine was November 7th.
Fascinating.
That's funny.
Yeah. December 7th, January 7th. Yeah, it was about 2 months for me.
2 months.
Which was fast.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure I'm ready to qualify that. Not,
right.
I think part of it was like, well, what I had been told from my therapist and my meditation teacher was, and maybe this, a lot of people don't seem to have heard this, and maybe it's not true. It could just be an opinion. But grief is essentially the mental chemical process in your brain of being reminded of someone due to some stimulus.
Yes.
And then remembering that you are no longer connected.
Yes.
And there is a sense of loss.
Yes.
So, you know, like a red flannel blanket.
Right.
She wore, and now I see it and I miss her.
Yes.
So the way
and
that you
experience grief,
deal with the grief and get over it essentially is, obviously you have to feel it.
Right.
You have to deal with that feeling. But the second part of it is you need to find someone new.
To create new memories. Yeah.
Or to plug in the old ones too, even. You know, like oh, mm-hmm. So that reminds me, hockey reminds me of her. Well, maybe hockey, maybe whatever. You know what I mean? Like, like I have a new thing. Like, I mean,
when you
turn your car in after a lease, do you get another car?
Yeah.
Totally unrelated.
Yeah.
Not, that's actually a bad argument.
No.
But you need a person.
I get what you're saying.
You need a person to be with. Everyone's like, you should be single for a year. And I'm like, I don't know if I agree.
I don't agree. I don't work like that at all.
Yeah. Like, I want to hang out with a person. Now, that said, I'm not ready to get into a relationship.
Right.
I need to grieve this, like, mess, essentially. Right. And in some sense, you know, I was actually told, I said to my guy, I was like, how long is it going to take to get over this?
Yeah.
And he was like, a year.
Yeah.
And I was like,
everybody told me a year too.
But yeah, it was about right.
Yeah. I would say it's a year. I had good relationships in between though.
Yeah.
Like during that first year. Like I connected with other people.
Yeah.
For sure.
When you say connected, you mean did you like, because it's so funny to go back to.
No, I mean, like emotionally, I connected. Right, with people.
Right. Because you just go back to the description of whether they want to have sex with you
or have a conversation
or have tea with you.
Right. Yeah.
Because women.
Well, that's like the app stuff, though. Like I've met other people through other way, like friends or.
Right.
But it's always online. It's always through like DMs.
It is.
It's always like a DM, like a friend DMs you and is like, "What's going on?"
So in light of the simulation theory, do you believe everything is predetermined, like fate?
I think no. I think that there's math to it, though. Like, I believe that there's some sort of math to it.
Are you good at math? Why do you keep bringing it back to math?
Because it's all like math. Like everything's math.
Like Fibonacci sequence?
I don't even know what that is. I probably would love it. I would love it.
It's like,
it sounds like I would love it.
It's like 1.3 repeating or something.
Yeah.
It's like pi.
I know what you mean. Yeah. No, it is like that. I think it's all math. And I think that I had one really weird idea that if we are in a simulation, there could, and it is all math and it is a program, that there can only be a certain amount of personalities, really, that they would make for this simulation. They wouldn't make an infinite amount of personalities. They might make, there's a chance that they might make like 30 personalities, but then everybody's history and how they're raised determines how that personality changes a little bit. And then maybe those are the, your personalities are the ones that you're, that you gravitate towards, the people who are born with the same one as yours, but grew up in a different, yeah, environment.
How does my phone not know everything?
It knows everything. It's listening to us right now.
How is my phone?
Put all of the ads up later that of the things we talked about. There's going to be golf ads in mine all of a sudden.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It should just, why isn't it like, hey, Kelly's over. You know, like enjoy your podcast with Kelly.
Right.
Some thoughts. Like my phone should literally be like.
It's not AI enough yet.
No.
It's not AI enough.
Have you seen season 4 of Black Mirror?
Yes.
How about episode 1?
Episode 1 was great.
Fucking
hell. It was really good.
I mean, that's your whole thing. They're living in a game.
They're living in the game. Yeah.
So dark. But they get out.
Yeah, they do. But they're still in.
All right. Well, thank you, Kelly. For being a part.
Of course.
I mean, the part of ending the podcast is sort of hosty.
It is hosty.
You gotta be a host.
You've gotta do the thing. You've gotta say my name again and...
Can you do it?
Yeah.
Do it.
Thanks for having me. This has been Kelly Oxford on Eric Lang's podcast. You can buy my books on Amazon or in bookstores anywhere. Just ask them for Kelly Oxford's books. I'm on Instagram at Kelly Oxford, Twitter at Kelly Oxford.
And that's it. That's all the time we have.
Thanks for having me.
I want to have you back sometime.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, let's do it.
Like next week.
Sure. We'll come back. I'm going to eventually turn into your co-host.
This is great, though, because it's been a while since we've seen each other.
Yeah.
And we like hanging out.
Yeah. We can talk a lot, clearly.
I need to literally...
We can record until late tonight. Yeah. We could sit here and keep going.
We should do the never-ending podcast.
We just need to Postmates a couple times and we'd be fine.